How lovely to see you. Thank you for coming. Welcome to St. Mary Woolnoth. It's great to see you. And thank you, Chris, and the band for leading us in worship. May I read to you a couple of verses, which we didn't get to last week, from 2 Timothy 2, verses 11 to 13. Paul writing to Timothy saying, here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we'll also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will disown us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. I don't know about you, but I have a whole lot of friends who make a whole lot of things I'm not very good at seem easy. I mean, I can often turn to Chris when yet again I've been trying to buy something online and it's timed out. And he just jumps on the computer and immediately produces what I need. I can ask Cliff to either help me with something practical or sort out a particular thing. He just does it. I think, how is it that everybody else seems so much better at everything else than I am? You know, I sometimes go home thinking, Lord Jesus, make me one day be really good with my laptop. And hopefully before I'm about 90 and I can't see the wretched thing, just somehow there are so many things I just think I could be so much better at so many other things. And I think Timothy must have been feeling slightly like that as he read the couple of verses before the ones I just read. Paul going through a nightmare time, confident about Jesus. Remember, he says, Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descended from David, as we talked about, as we looked at last week. Then he goes on to say, I've gone through a nightmare situation, Timothy. It couldn't actually be worse. And then he says, I'm utterly and totally confident in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Timothy must have thought, hallelujah, on one level. And will I ever match up with Paul? In his circumstances, Timothy must have thought, I'd have been really low, really fed up, asking, Lord, how can you allow me to go through this? This is an absolute nightmare. None of the promises you've made to me over the years seem to reflect what I'm going through. And then Paul goes on, having perhaps just realized that Timothy must have thought this would be impossible. Paul goes on with this little obscure verses from 11 to 13. And it's almost as though he's saying, this is how you can do it too. It's rather like Chris saying to me, it's easy really. You just do this, press that, click that, put in that code and it's done. And Paul says it's really easy. You just have to remember this. He says, if we've died with him, we'll also live with him. He says, if you want to have that life to the full, you need slowly but definitely to be dying to self to live to Jesus. It's surrendering our agendas to his agenda. The things that we hope for, the things that matter to us, saying, Lord Jesus, if you want this, then I'm happy to fall in line with a different plan for you. I know that on the whole, you don't make things difficult. You never ask, as we're told in Hebrews, you never ask us to do what we can't do. But he does say, we just need to be ready to say to Jesus, actually, if you don't want me to focus on this or do that or embrace the other, actually just let me know. Because I so want life to the full that I'm happy to surrender my hopes, what matters to you, to what matters to me, to you. Or else we say, I'm almost there, but not quite. He then goes on, if we endure, we will also reign with him. And the word endure is an extraordinary word, really, in the original. It says, it basically is Paul saying to Timothy, there will be times when you're going nowhere in your Christian life. Life is just too complicated. The demands that you're having to face are just too much. The thought of becoming extra holy or extra full of praise or extra enthusiastic is just not there. And Paul is saying to Timothy, don't worry. That's normal. You often find yourself in situations where you feel under such pressure that as Christians you're going nowhere because you can hardly think of going anywhere because life is quite tough. He said, but if you just decide to stand, to relax into that, you will have the blessings of Jesus. Then he says, if we disown him, he will also disown us. Well, that is immediately rather terrifying, but what it actually means is, if we get to the stage where we have intellectually made a decision never to focus on Jesus again, and we determinedly do that to the rest of our lives, he's not going to force ourselves himself on us. But it's not those moments when we're too much of a coward to say what we believe, or don't stand up for a particular value. Look at Peter. Denied he even knew him. And yet we're told in Mark's gospel, when Jesus was raised from the dead, he said to Mary Magdalene, go and tell my disciples and Peter. I just want to say, it's all right. I understood the pressure you were under. I understood you felt nervous. I understood you felt what on earth would happen if you said that you did know me. Jesus is understanding coming through. And finally, he says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. He wants us to ask him for help. That's who it is. That's who he is. When we mess it up, or when we're facing something we can't do, or when the challenges are great, he says, I am here. I do want to help. Just ask me for help if you need it. So Timothy, instead of thinking, I can never match up to Paul, I can simply never do it. Reading this, he says, Jesus understands. Jesus is there to help. He doesn't want me to suffer false guilt. He doesn't want me to be denying the pressure and trying to move forward and all I can do is just stand still. He's not going to make things difficult, even though he knows best. He understands and will help us. I wonder whether you want him to do something for you today. Last week, lots of people came forward for prayer. It's just what God did that day. I often think because we can only remain praying for a couple of moments, you know, it often takes about 12 weeks before we're able to have as much time as we'd have on Sundays to be prayed for. But I don't think that should stop us coming forward again and again saying, I still need what I came for 2 weeks ago. My mind is often racing when I'm in church because I know I'm about to go back. Here we see a Jesus who understands totally and wants to help. Chris and the band are going to pray now, and some of us would love to pray for anyone who would like prayer from a God who understands and wants to help.